We are now going to begin discussing the last of the Midot that the Ramchal discusses at length. It is also the last chapter in the Sefer Mesilat Yesharim. And this is an explanation of the Midah of Kiddusha, of holiness. If you recall, the first three of the Midot that were discussed, Zehirut, watchfulness, Zrizut, zeal, Nikiut, cleanliness, telling oneself the truth, those were the level of tzaddik that was in the hands of every single human being to be able to accomplish. It was the simple aspect, at least simple in theory, of always choosing right and not choosing wrong, and being honest about what is right and wrong. Following that, we explore the next three midot. These three midot are on the level of chassidut, of piety. Those three, prishut, separation, tahora, mental purity, and chassidut, being pious, doing more than the letter of the law. The next three midot, which is where we are now, are talking about the level of kodesh, of holy. Being holy is a state of being, and this is what separates being kodesh from the other two. A tzaddik is something that is completely active, meaning you actively are doing right, you are actively fighting evil. Being a chassid, being pious, is one step above that. It is actively, but active on a mental level, actively working to distance oneself further away from sin, and to go and do more, and to put more kavana, more intention into what one is doing right. Being holy is a state of being. You are holy. If you remember the discussion that we had concerning anava, concerning humility, a person is or is not humble. Yirat chet, having fear of sin, is the state of being in awe of heaven, where piety is the act, where one acts upon being in awe. This last level, this last midah, this last trait of Kedusha, then is being in the state of holiness, being in the state of attachment with Hashem. Now, achieving, interfacing with one's Creator is not a simple matter. Understand that we are so far away from Hashem in such an infinite fashion that there really should be no connection whatsoever. The fact that we can even pray to Hashem is a tremendous gift from the Holy One. And we may only pray in the manner by which He has told us that we can pray. We can only serve Hashem in the manner by which He has told us that we may serve Him. For in any other form, we are not serving Him, for we cannot even fathom who He is. Therefore, being holy requires something more than your efforts. It requires a grace from Hashem. Inyan HaKedusha Kafulhu. The matter of holiness is double. The Hainu, that means to say, Tchilato avoda v'sofo gemul. Its beginning is service on the part of the person, but its end is a gift. Tchilato hishtadlut. Its beginning is effort. V'sofo matana. Its end is a present. L'haynu. Tchilato hu ma sh'adam mekadesh atzmo. That means to say that its beginning is what a person sanctifies himself. V'sofo ma sh'mekadshinato. And the end is what heaven sanctifies him. V'hu ma sh'amnu zal adam mekadesh atzmo me'at. And this is what the Chazal, the rabbis, have told us in Gemara Yuma. A man sanctifies himself a little bit. Mekadshim oto harbe. And they sanctify him from the heavens in multitude. Milamata. Mekadshim oto lamala. One sanctifies oneself below, he's sanctified from above. So the first effort, the hishtadlut, the effort, hushie adam nivdal v'netak min achomriyut legamri. Those first efforts must be a complete and total removal of one's physical existence. Umitabek tamid, and a complete and total constant attachment b'chol et v'chol shah b'elokav, at every moment to God. V'advar ze nikru hanevi'im malachim. It's being in this state of barely attached to your physical existence and completely attached to the spiritual existence that the holy prophets were called angels. Va'omnam, however, lefi she'efshar la'adam she'yasimu et atzmo b'matzav hazeh, since it's impossible for a person to place himself on this level, ki chaved hu mimenu. This is far too difficult for a human to achieve. Ki sof sof chomri hu basar adam, because in the end of all things, he is in fact flesh and blood. He is in fact physical. Haken, therefore, amarti, I've said, shesof kedusha matana, that the end of holiness then is a gift. Ki mash yuchal adam lasot, what man is in fact capable of doing. Hu yishtadlut bredifat hidiyah ha'amitit. It is the running after with his effort to know the truth. V'hatmadat askala b'kdusha ha'maseh. And continuous work on sanctifying his mind and actions. Achsofu, but in the end of all things, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yadricheo b'derech hazeh shuchafet lechet ba. It will be the way that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that God leads him. It will be in that way, in the direction that he is set out, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will put him and move him on that path. And he will place his holiness upon him and sanctify him in that direction. And that is how he will succeed to be attached with the Kadosh Baruch Hu always. Understanding this, we can already see something amazing. that we, in our generation, so far away from the previous generations that stood at Har Sinai, can still aspire to obtain a connection with Hashem even now in this world, in the state of being that we're in. Because we make our best efforts to move forward, a complete and total effort of all that which we're capable of doing. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He meets us. The difference between our efforts and the efforts of previous generations are huge. The previous generations were able to achieve levels of holiness through their efforts that we can't even dream of. But the distance between our efforts and the efforts of our forefathers to reach God, in relationship to the distance of God to us, is small. We're all far. That means it's truly within our hands to be able to reach a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu here and now, through a Kadosh Baruch Hu's kindness, through His chesed. It is possible, and we can do it. Because whatever a person's nature is lacking in the ability to reach and cleave unto God, Hashem is ready to help him. That's like that which it says in Tehillim, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu does not hold back good to those that go in simplicity. Val ken amru b'mamar shezacharti adam mekadesh atzmo me'at, and therefore we understand that statement from the Chachamim that a man sanctifies himself a little bit here. Shehu mash yuchal adam liknot bishtaduto, because that's all what a person is capable of acquiring, that little. Mekadeshim oto harbe, he sanctified in multitude, shuha ezer sha'ozer oto Hashem yiparach, with the help that he receives from God, that is there, that is the multitude that comes upon him. And it's as if I said. Now, once there is a change of this nature, meaning once a person has received such a gift, by having exhausted the possible efforts that can exist on his side, once this person is holy, his physicalness is transformed also into holiness. V'hine ha'ish ha'mitkadesh b'kdushat boro, a man who is sanctified in the holiness of his Creator, afilu ma'asav ha'gashmiim, even his physical deeds, chozrim liot inyanei kedusha mamash, those physical deeds become matters of holiness truly. V'simanah achilat kodshim, and we have such a sign, we have such a thing that exists within the Torah clearly for all of us to see. Shehi atzma mitzvah taseh is the positive commandment of eating of kodshim, of the sacrifices. Va'amru zal, the Chachamim have said, Gemara Pesachim, Kohanim ochlim, the Kohanim, the priests in the temple would eat, uva'alim mitkaparim, and those that bought those sacrifices that these Kohanim are now partaking of through their simple physical act of eating, which is part of the mitzvah itself, part of the korban, part of the sacrifice itself, is these priests partaking of it. Those that bought the sacrifices are themselves now forgiven of sin. Now you can see the difference between one who is pure on the level of chassidut and one who is kadosh, who is holy. Hatahor ma'asav achomrim enam lo ela hechrichim. The person who is pure only does what's necessary for him to do in this physical world. But who atzmo enu mitkaven behem ela al tzad hechrach. And his entire intention in connection with all these physical things is only to fulfill that which is necessary for his existence. And by virtue of that, they move out of the category all the physical things that they are doing and involved with from the category of something that might be evil. Completely and totally only osik in that which is pure. And they remain tahor, they remain pure by removal of all that which is wrong from the physicalness that's around them. But still, there's a connection to the physical side. But to holiness, they haven't come. Because even these physical things that they are partaking of, if they could be without them, it would be even better. Ahakadosh, but the holy. Hadevek tamid belokav, who is continually attached to God. Venafsho mitalechet ben muskalot amitiyot ba'avad boro v'yirato. That one who is attached to God, whose soul is continually focused only on the truth, on the love of his Creator and the fear of him, it's as if he's already in the world to come, here in this world. The physical is there, but he has no connection to it. V'hine ish kaze hu atzmo nechshav kamishkan, kamikdash kumizbeach. Such a person is already considered to be a tabernacle, a temple, a sacrificial table. He's a veritable altar to the Almighty. Ki ashchina shora alehem kamo shehayta shora b'mikdash. The presence of God rests upon him like it did in the temple. Umeata המאכל שהם אוכלים הוא כקורבן שעולה על גבי האישים. The very food that they eat in our time is like a sacrifice that's being given on the fires. It is in fact what we have today. It's these holy ones that are our connection. They are the Beit HaMikdash of our time. כי ודאי שנחשב לעילוי גדול על אותם הדברים שהיו עולים על גבי המזבח. כיוון שהיו נקרבים לפני השכינה. See, he is the one that is elevating these things. Just as the Mizbeach, the altar, is what elevated what was on it. All of this is being done before the Shekhinah, before the presence of God. When one is in the presence of these holy people, one has the opportunity to be able to experience the fear of heaven on earth in a tangible fashion by virtue of that presence of God that is felt and seen around that person. V'chol kach yitron haya lehem b'zeh ashi yakol minam miparech b'chol ha'olam. So great are these people. Someone who has achieved this level, that everyone else is blessed by virtue of them. Kumam Aram Zal b'Midrash Ken Ha'Machal v'Mishteh Shaiish Hakadosh Uchel Ilui Hu L'Machalahu V'Mishtehahu Uchilu Nikrav Al Gabei Mizbeach Mamash. And in fact, the Midrash says, straightforward, the eating, the drinking that this holy person eats, it raises the food and the drink as if it was offered truly on the altar. I must say that being here and now in our generation, it's very difficult because we don't exactly have this opportunity, at least not in a revealed fashion, to be able to walk out the door and walk up to those holy men, to know where to go, to know where to see. Today, only when a person spends his time studying and learning and praying and asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you a glimpse, do we find ourselves with the opportunity of coming across those special individuals that have reached these levels. We pray and hope that one day we'll return back to that time when not only do we have the Beit HaMikdash, but we have the holy men that walked inside. At the very least, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, that he should reveal to us and make known and raise up those holy people and give us some guiding light in a very, very dark time. והוא העניין שאמרו עליו כל המביא דורון לתמי חכם כאילו הקריב ביקורים. And this is similar to the matter what the Chachamim have said, that anybody who brings a gift to a Talmud Chacham, to a person who is a living, breathing entity of the study of Torah and in exemplifying its midot, its traits, living and moving with the mitzvot, when a person brings a gift to such a person, it's as if he bought the Bikurim, as if he bought the first fruits. klalo shel davar inyan hakedusha hu sheyadam davek kol kach belokav ad shebishum maaseh asher yaseh lo yipareh velo yezuz mimenu yiparach. So the bottom line is that the matter of kedusha, the matter of being holy, is that a man should attach to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in anything and everything he does. His entire existence should not separate for a moment from God. Ad shiyoter yita'alu advarim agashmim asher yimshamshu ha'achad mitashmisha v'mashu mishtamesh behem v'mash yered hu bedvekut malato bishtamshu bedvarim gashmim, till everything that's around him becomes elevated with him. וכבר אמרתי שאין אדם יכול לעשות זה מצידו. And this Ramchal has already stated to us, it's not something the person can do on his own. אלא להתעורר בדבר ולהשתדל עליו. He can only awaken the matter and to strive after it. וזהו אחר שכבר ימצאו בו כל המידות הטובות שזכרנו עד הנה, מתחילת הזהירות ועד יראת החטא. So it means that he has to have already achieved all of the other midot from Zirut until Yirat Chet. When he has done all of that, then he begins entering into this. Bezot yavo el hakodesh, with this he enters into the holy, v'yatzliach, and he will be successful. What does this mean for us? Means that we need to live our lives to our potentials, and we can trust that Hashem will meet us there, even if we're further away, even if things are darker. As long as our actions, our motives, our being is directed towards Hashem, and we are doing all that which is capable, becoming holy is not static. There isn't a line that when you cross it, you're there. There's a line that's dynamically set for each individual on who they are. Something that each and every one of us individually are there to achieve. אחרי יכינו את עצמו בכל הכנות אלה, if a person has put all the preparations that he can into this, אם יאבד לדבק בתוקף אהבה ועוצם הירא והשכלת גדולתו יברך ועוצם רומתו. If he does as much as possible to attach, as much as possible to strengthen his love and his awe of heaven, to try and comprehend the greatness of God as great as possible. V'yafrid atzmo minyanei achomer, he separates himself as much as possible from this world, matmat, slowly but surely, v'chol pulotav, and all his actions, v'chol tunotav, all his movements, yechaven avavo el matzukunei hitvakut amiti, that he is truly, everything is moving to be able to attach to that true attachment, ad shi'arei alav ruach memarom, until it will come to him a spirit from above, Yashkin Mabori Barachet Shemo Alav, and that God will place his name upon him, Kamo She'ose L'chol Kedoshav, as he does for all of his holy, V'az Yeh K'malach Hashem Amash, then he will truly be like an angel of God, V'chol Ma'asav Afilu Ashefalim V'agashmiim K'korbanot V'avodot, and everything, even the lowest acts, they will be like sacrifices in the service of God. Achieving this, as we see, comes from as much separation as possible and strengthening one's learning, strengthening one's ability to perceive God in this world, His providence, His control, how nothing exists in this world without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand on it. Through this knowledge of the greatness of God, by being able to see in everything its connection to holiness. This is how a person begins. Separation, separating from people, hitbodedut, v'haprisha, harbe. These are the things that a person needs to take upon himself when he is entering into this, to be able to begin to see and perceive all that which is holy. Mafsidei Aminahem, what are the things that hold a person back from this trait? Chesron hayedia hamitit is lack of knowledge of the truth. Vrov v'chevra im bnei adam, and too much socialization. Certainly, this midah, this actually comes to the end of the midah of Kedusha, and following now, the Ramchal will end up the sefer with his last words. While this is something that is certainly distant from us, the one thing we can take for ourselves now is that everything is possible and everything is measured as each and every individual. What's expected of us is our living to our potential. What's expected of us is doing as much as we can do. And the rest is in Hashem's hands. And a person should never think that because I haven't been able to achieve in any specific area, a person shouldn't think that necessarily makes him a failure. As long as he put all that which he can into achieving, then he knows that he's doing what's right, and he's doing and he's accomplishing. For the accomplishment of man in God's eyes is the effort that he puts in to go from one place to the next, and not necessarily the concrete results as to whether or not they materialize or not.
Vata kore naim yadati shekamoni tada shelo kiliti v'sifr zeh et kol chukei hachasidut.
Ramchal tells us that we, like him, can already realize at this point that this book is only a drop in the bucket. That only some of the details are laid out here.
Ke'en l'davar sof, there's no end to what could be written. Ve'en l'hitbonen tachlit, and through introspection there is no end.
What the Ramchal has done for us is he's opened our eyes into each one of the midot. He has given us the direction of where to contemplate, where for us to begin our own trek, our own quest to reach holiness.
וזה פשוט כי כל אדם לפי האומנות אשר בידו והעסק אשר הוא עוסק.
Every person according to his profession, according to his life and where he is, according to his business, according to his lifestyle.
כך צריך לו הישרה והדרכה.
There, in that place, is where he needs to straighten the path and move forward. Because the path of piety for a person who is so zoche, who is so meritorious, to be able to sit and learn day and night and serve his Creator through his studies. This is not going to be the same manner of becoming pious for someone who needs to be an hourly employee. And this is not going to be the same manner for someone who owns his own business and deals in goods.
Everyone needs to use this tool, the Mesilat Yesharim, as a means to find his path, starting from his place where he is now, to move forward and to be pious.
Hu yibarach shemo barachama v'kach enenu b'torato. Hashem, in his kindness, he should open our eyes to his Torah, v'yorenu derachav, and he should direct us in his ways, v'yolechenu baruchotav, and he should move us along the path that he wished, v'nizke latet kavod lishmo, we should all merit to give honor to his name, v'losod nahad ruach lefanav, and we should each and every one of us, be something that brings pleasure to our Creator.
Ramchal then ends the sefer with a beautiful poetic entry, exit. And with that, we conclude the Mesilat Yesharim, its overview. It's for each and every one of us to make the effort to take the Sefer Mesilat Yesharim and to review it regularly from beginning to end, to make it a tool by which we can learn to recognize God in the world, to change who we are, to be holy, and to attach to Hashem and cleave unto the Divine now and forever. And through doing so, bring about Ruach HaKodesh, as the Brayta continues of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, and Tchiyat HaMetim. We may all see speedily in our days, Mashiach Tzidkenu B'Yemenu B'Yemenu, Amen.